inkulumo kaMnumzana uMnangagwa isitshela okuningi ngeqembu leli elibusayo eliza noPierre. Okokuqala ukuthi alibekezeleli ukuchothozwa ngamanye amaqembu aphikisayo. Angikholwa futhi ukuthi yinkulumo engenziwa nginoma umuphi upresident. Le yinkulumo eyenziwa ngupresident onguzulwakhe, ongumntamo olukhuni, ongaphikiswayo. Ngoba konke lokhu uma ugoqela ngezelilodwa kuyikuhlukumeza kwamalungelo oluntu. Akazimiselanga uMnangagwa ukushintsha nangabe kunesikhalo sokuthi kuningi okungahambi kuhle ezweni laseZimbabwe, kuningi okungalunganga ezweni laseZimbabwe kusimo sezepolitiki. Futhi esingahle sikuxhumanise nje lapho yikubotshwa kwalabo ababotshwayo, yikubizwa kusetshenziswa umthetho kukaMnumzana uSikhala okade ehambile ephesheya esiyadinga ukunyangwa. Bakukhathile lokho ngoba befuna ukuthi asondele eduze ukuze bazombona kahle, ngoba nxa engekho eduzane kuningi akade engakukhuluma akade bengekuhambisana lakho. Sondezele ukuthi bezomelusa eseduzane kunkulumo angahle azikhulume.
Zona iziphathamandla ze-SADC zilolwazi ngokwenzakala eZimbabwe kumbe akubonakali njengokwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu emuntwini ophansi?
Omongameli be-SADC sibayakwazi kahle mhlophe ukuqhubeka eZimbabwe. Yibo futhi akade bethumele ukuthi kuzoqatshwa ukhetho eZimbabwe, kwaphuma iripoti eyaphumayo. Leyani iripoti iyodwa ifikile kubo bonke omongameli be-SADC, kuwo wonke amazwe e-SADC. Njalo futhi noma sibuyela emuva, kuningi abakwaziyo ngendlela ukhetho oluqhutshwa ngayo eZimbabwe ukuthi kuba lokuhlukunyezwa kwamalungelo oluntu. Kuningi abakwaziyo ngokubotshwa kwabaholi bamaqembu aphikisayo. Kumanje nje njengobani sikhuluma, abantu beZimbabwe bathe chithisaka bagcwele emazweni abo. Kambe ukuthi abazibuzi na ukuthi laba bantu beze ngobuningi kangaka bazokwenzani emazweni abo